Is a strong change in leadership needed in this country? What is the true role the Democratic Party has taken in American politics? In her recent article, Post-Convention Bites, the 2012 Presidential Election and the Obama-Romney Divide, Dr. Diana Sheets raises these questions. She joins me now to discuss her thoughts on the 2012 election and the direction our country is headed in for the next 4 years. Thanks for being on the program today, Diana.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be on the program with you, Deborah.
Now that the conventions are over, what are we going to see in the coming weeks heading into the November election?
Well, I think if you look at all the polling, this is one of the most bitterly fought and closely competing election that's going to be happening. So people are, there's going to be a lot of negative profiling of the respective candidates. And I'm very concerned about this. What I think we're not focusing on is how we go about developing jobs and developing opportunities for America and bring us back to on the road to prosperity. And that's being sidelined by fights between the two respective candidates.
So let's talk about that. How do we get there? Is that strong change in leadership needed to fix these issues?
Well, of course, there's strong change needed. If you look at all the economic indicators, they're not looking well. You've got, I was just looking today at an article by David Brooks, and the World Economic Forum is says the U.S. has been losing economic ground for the last 4 years. The number of jobs created for business startups are much lower than the last three presidents. The fact that we had to do another quantitative easing program through the Fed, these are not indications that the economy is moving in the direction we would like it to.
Is this something that can be blamed on the Democratic Party, or what type of a role have they taken in American politics over the course of the Obama administration?
Well, what concerns me about the Democratic Party, the big question that they have been faced with really since the Civil Rights era is what sort of party is it going to be? Is it going to be the party of a broad sector of the middle class and aspirational America, or is it going to be the party of the disenfranchised? And the Obama administration has taken a turn that's a move away from what the direction of the party has really been up until recently, namely that it's focusing increasingly on the disenfranchised. And I think it's a disastrous policy. And just to give you an example, Hank Steinkopf, who was the Democratic political consultant working for Bill Clinton, said that Bill Clinton represents the America Barack Obama needs to get back. And there's no question that that's the case. And I think what was amazing about Bill Clinton is he kept the party from being the party of the disenfranchised. He addressed deficit issues, and he really helped encourage a party that was focused on the economy and on prosperity. We don't have that Democratic Party anymore, and we need to get it back.
So is Mitt Romney the person that can fix these issues?
Well, I really do think that Mitt Romney is absolutely the person. I think with his financial and economic background, he can really bring about a prosperity. But I don't think that given the general focus of the media and really the Obama machine of disinformation, he has not been given the chance to be heard that he really deserves. And that will be a tragedy, because America really needs to start focusing on how we build a successful, sustaining economic nation. And if we focus simply on multicultural grievances and disadvantages, we won't be able to sustain our success.
Unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it at that, but thank you so much for your insights today, Diana. A pleasure having you on the program.
Deborah, it was a pleasure talking with you.
Dr. Diana Sheets, author of Post-Convention Bites, the 2012 Presidential Election and the Obama-Romney Divide.
For information on all of today's top stories, as well as expert commentary on equities, bonds, and currencies, visit rttnews.com.